Welcome to the Livelihood Matters podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Francois, a business coach, strategist, and project manager. I help people like you to package their unique knowledge and skills to create multiple streams of income and build sustainable online businesses. I've gone from being broke, living paycheck to paycheck, to building a five-figure coaching and consulting company. I did this by overcoming my scarcity thinking, and I've mastered the art of my thoughts, habits, and words to create the life I want for myself. I want to help others to tap into their higher self to create a business they love and to reduce dependency on one stream of income. We each have gifts that can be explored, and this podcast will help you to get the confidence to maximize your potential, to achieve what you want, and take the desired actions to accomplish them. I'll be sharing tips on scarcity mindset, generational poverty patterns, business strategy, online marketing, habit building, and content creation. Growth is intentional and does not have to be lonely. And I'm here to help you build generational wealth one step at a time by taking a look at the whole picture. Giovanna Francis is a quantum transformation and trauma healing coach from St. Lucia. She is the founder, CEO, and visionaire of Espoir Life and Learning Inc. She specializes in helping high-achieving Caribbean women heal unresolved trauma from childhood and past relationships, as well as to increase their self-worth and confidence to create massive breakthroughs in their lives. She does so by combining traditional therapy practices with spiritual energy alignment tactics, which is woo, and her trauma work takes a psychosomatic approach that focuses on feminine embodiment and empowerment with emphasis on trauma in relationships, money, sex, and most importantly, self-love. Welcome, Giovanna. Can you tell us more about yourself and what you do, how you got started?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I think this is such an amazing opportunity to elevate our people. I think whenever people are doing things specifically to elevate Caribbean people, I love it. I'm not sure what else I can say about me, but I got started because I went through a really traumatic experience in my marriage, and that threw off so many things for me, but most importantly, my mental health was at risk, and I had to go into therapy. And even after I was in therapy for about four months, and I had a mental breakdown. And that is because I had so much trauma from childhood. I brought it into my marriage, and then my husband has his own trauma from childhood, brought it into the marriage, and we just created a shit show in the marriage. Meanwhile, we thought we were thriving, right? And coming out of it, I learned a lot of skills to heal and manage my mental health, and to learn how to interact with people, how to manage my emotions, which are such important skills. And a lot of people don't have that. I wanted to make that accessible to women because we don't know how to manage emotions. We're not taught about these things. And then I realized I still wasn't healing because the therapy did a lot of helping me get skills, but it didn't help me do the healing that created the mental illness anyways, right? So I had to go through a different route now to get that healing from the childhood and all of the previous relationships, which is where the spiritual aspect comes into play. And so now I've combined these two things to present it to women so that they have avenues and tools to help them heal and live their best life.
Okay, thank you for this, Giovanna. I noticed you said that, you know, you could not find the tools you needed from therapy. So what did you do to get that healing? And are you still on the healing journey?
Yes, I am still on the healing journey. That's the thing with healing. It doesn't stop. That's why it ends with the ING.
Right? Okay.
It doesn't ever stop. It wasn't that I couldn't find the tools. I think the level of healing that I needed, we don't really have practitioners. When you look at mental health in the Caribbean, because I research a lot, and it's just not there.
Okay.
It's just not there. And so when you look at getting practitioners that will help you with different things, because different levels of healing would require different specialists.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't have that. Some of the people who's cater specifically to trauma healing, that is not accessible in the Caribbean. So what I had to do, I had to spend hours, when I tell you hours going through journal articles online. I spend hours reading books, listening to podcasts, and taking everything they say, practicing it. If it works, I keep it. If it doesn't work, I'm like, okay, that one doesn't work for me. Put it aside. What my therapist did, because he's amazing, he gave me a whole library of ebooks. Wow. And every single week, it's like an accountability. So what's working, what's not working. So I had to take on a personal leadership role. So I had to take ownership of my own healing and do the work, but I still have his support every step of the way.
Okay. Well, that's,
and so that's how I've been able to do it.
Okay. That is something that is, as you said, new to the Caribbean, and we have a lot of people who have unresolved trauma, and some people are not even aware of it. So as you are in your journey of helping women, what challenges do you face? Like, what comes up often when you're trying to help women who perhaps reach out to you?
A lot of the women who come in feel like, I don't have trauma, right? I don't have trauma. And men feel like they don't have trauma, when the fact of life is we all have trauma, right? And so that already is one thing. I don't have trauma, and they come. So I like to talk about confidence.
Mm.
And I always say that confidence is a trauma. Is that everything with a lack of confidence is rooted in trauma. It's just that because we don't understand trauma, we don't realize that everything to do with your confidence stems from trauma.
That's right.
They come to me about relationships. Oh, we have relationship this, relationship that. And they want to save the relationship without trying to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I get the most.
Mm-hmm.
So what I started to do is started to help people realize that your whole relationship is the trauma fest.
Wow.
That's what it is. Mm. The relationship is the trauma fest. Your trauma was created in a relationship, and that's the relationship with your parents. When you think about it, that's where your attachment started. Most of us, just by virtue of being born in the Caribbean, not having parents who knew any better, have unhealthy attachments.
Mm-hmm.
We take that into our friendships, our romantic relationships, everything. And then we replay that trauma, we relive it. So we have a lot of trauma bonds that we call relationships.
That is so true.
And then, so on top of that now, when the trauma bond is in that low phase, because you know it's a high and low cycle, people are in panic. We have a lot of codependent women. We have a lot of women who have no confidence. So they are depending on the partner to make all decisions and to give them permission to live. Right. And when that relationship starts to crumble, that's when they go into panic, because they feel like their life is over, and they just want to hold on and save it no matter how unhealthy the relationship itself might be. And the only way to heal that is to come into a space where somebody can hold space for you and let you be seen, let you be heard, let you feel valued, which is also a relationship. Right. And so what I try to get people to understand is, if you want to have the actual relationship that you're dying for, and you really want that loving, whole, and passionate relationship, you have to start with healing. And once you do that healing work, your relationship is going to thrive. And I use my personal experience, because all the things I just mentioned, that was me.
I'm listening to you, and I'm saying, you know, I've seen so much of the things that you are saying, the codependencies that you've seen in relationships, from friendships, from first relationships, from parenting, from your current relationships. And you are so right about that, because we are not even aware of it. So what you find, if you have a lot of broken people entering relationships and they are saying that men are this, women are this, without realizing that they could be the issue themselves. And as long as you have not recognized that, you need to do the work, you need to work on yourself. So perhaps you are the one who have insecurities, you are the one who need to improve your emotions. And I know I'm speaking from experience as well. You need to perhaps recognize that you are safe. You are not being attacked, you know? Like, all these things stem from trauma, like you said. And when you sit down and you read into it and you try to understand where did it stem from, realize where it first occurred, and you never healed it. So that is something I think that is so important for us, especially as women, we're always being told what to do. Women are supposed to be in a particular way. So then we have so much carrying and we have so much of that pressure. So I love the fact that you're doing that. But I want to touch on something else. You said that the trauma starts from our parenting. But do you think when we heal our trauma, it can help with our businesses as female entrepreneurs and how we work with clients?
Definitely, definitely. In my time doing this work, I realized that everything in your life, everything is interrelated and everything is impacted by your trauma. Mm. So if everything is impacted by your trauma, then that means everything is impacted by your healing, right? And to use myself as an example, because that's the only person I can really speak for, I had a very insecure attachment. So I was very codependent in my relationships because I had rejection and abandonment trauma. And so coming into my marriage, I apologize for that. No.
That's okay.
Coming into my marriage, that's where, you know, that manifested and played out. And that's why the whole thing became the shit show that it became. But when I came into, I did a lot of healing work there. And then when I came into my business, I didn't realize that because I didn't also apply the tactics to that space, that the same rejection trauma, the same abandonment trauma, all of that was coming back up, right? We don't realize that the relationship aspect of it, because our trauma shapes our relationship. Mm-hmm. And that relationship is a blueprint for every single relationship in your life. Whether it's a relationship with a romantic partner, a friendship, a work relationship, your relationship with money, right? Mm-hmm. Your relationship, the relationship you're going to form with your clients, how you're going to accept a no when somebody says, I don't want to work with you, how you're going to price because you don't want people to reject you. Mm-hmm. You know, that every single relationship is going to be impacted. So as a business owner, you need to go through that process of healing. There will be competition. There will be rejections. There will be spaces of growth. And if you are not confident, then you're not going to be able to ride these waves and thrive. You're going to keep yourself small. You're going to keep yourself stuck because you're so afraid to take big risks and big chances. It affects every single thing, especially in business. Specifically, you see the money part of it?
Oh, girl.
That's where it shows up.
I know. And in my experience so far, what I found is clients always have issues around pricing and money. And they're afraid of charging high because they're not sure people will pay them for that particular price point. And I'm like, it stems from the confidence as well. They are still scared of charging a particular price. They are scared of showing up in case people do not like them. So it comes back from all the trauma that you said. And I like the fact that you mentioned the money. Tell me more about the money trauma and how it affects you and like how is it linked as an individual or business owner?
One of the things I've had to accept is that what we do, we project, right? Naturally as human beings. Mm-hmm. As business owners, like you said, we like to say, people might not pay me, people might not have the money or whatever. And what we're doing is we're taking our own limiting beliefs of ourselves and we're just projecting it onto our clients. And we're capping off their ability. We're cutting them off at a certain point because now we're saying, but you're not able to afford this. You're not able to show up in this way. So we are now taking our lack of confidence, like you said, from whatever it is it comes from, whatever fears we had, and we're projecting it. A lot of us, again, because we grew up in the Caribbean space, we grew up with poverty. That's just the truth. Whether we're ready to accept it or not, it is the truth. We grew up in a space of poverty, and poverty creates so much trauma. Because we don't acknowledge it doesn't mean that it's not true.
That's right. And I think as you said that, what I found is people attach a price to their value. So they try to charge a particular price just to prove something. And that is just something that's just, you also lack self-worth. Because charging a particular price doesn't mean that you're better than somebody else. And I've seen it a lot, especially in persons who offer services that are new. So coaching is new to the Caribbean. I would say it's fairly new. And a lot of people find, like, why would I pay all that money for a price? And when I first started and I had my pricing, I used to think people cannot pay me, and that blocked me. So whenever I met people, I would attract people who could not pay me. But I realized when I shifted my belief and I changed my thoughts around getting people who can pay me, I attracted these kind of people. And it starts back, like you say, from our trauma and money. But I had to shift my mindset to believe that people can pay me my price. And when it's a four-figure investment, I will attract people who can pay me. And that's the first thing you need to do, you know. You need to believe that you can attract people who can pay your prices, regardless of where they are. But in the Caribbean, we are taught to charge a particular slim. We are not supposed to make a particular amount of money. We're supposed to live and reach to a particular level. So we don't think that we can charge whatever we want. And as long as you have that scare, it's going to affect you. And the other day, I was talking to someone in the DM. She asked, like, Melinda, can you do a podcast on pricing? I was like, sure. She's like, and she told me what exactly she was struggling with. And then I had another client who felt shame about increasing her prices because somebody else told her why she charged so high, and she was embarrassed to charge the price. And pricing is just a big issue. And that's why I'm covering a lot of it when I'm doing my program. So it's something that we really need to come over, because it also affects not just our business, but our decisions as individuals, our decisions. And when you know money is important for everything. You people can say what they want. And if you have a negative relationship with money, you're going to have a problem in life. That's just how it is. So having said that, I want to ask, I know a lot of women who are female bosses, and they are leaders, they are driven, they are in the workplace. And like you say, we have trauma, we're not aware of it. What would you say to a female CEO or boss or manager who is leading, who have people looking up to her, and she has to keep it all together, but inside she's dying? What would you say to her? Because I need more women to be strong. We need more women in confidence, because you see women looking beautiful on the outside, but they are dying inside. And it's almost only when you speak to them, if you can understand and recognize it, you realize that they are not happy. What would you say to a woman like this?
I would say, go get your healing work done. Honestly, I think we live our lives for show. We don't live our lives for ourselves.
Facts.
And so, what happens to a lot of us is what you said. I think that's how most of us are living our life. We look good. We have all the markers of success. And then we go home and we feel like shit. We don't feel like we're good enough. And so we're always trying to do more, because we hope that when we do more, then we will start to feel better. And so that's how you have so many high achieving women. They don't feel successful. They don't feel like they're worthy. They don't feel like they've done anything. They're, like you said, dying on the inside. And that is a screaming sign that you need to do some work on you. You need to do that healing. Because that's how you're going to learn to identify, uncover, and heal the trauma that is inside of you. And once you start to do that work, your life is going to be so different. It is going to be so different. And just to go back to what you said in terms of changing the thoughts, a lot of women are trying to work on themselves, but they're not doing it from a place of healing. There is a difference between personal development and healing. And personal development, we will go back to school, we will read some books, we will do these things. Are you actively making changes in the brain waves that you have? If you're not doing that, then no, it's not going to work. So you see a lot of women have affirmations and they say affirmations, but when you stand in front of the mirror and you say an affirmation, you repeat it because you're trying to work on your mindset, but subconsciously you have these limiting beliefs that you are not good enough. That's the one that is universal for all of us. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. If subconsciously that is the programming that you have, no matter how many affirmations you say, you write, you sing, nothing is going to change, because you're making a conscious decision to say something. Subconsciously, you don't believe it. And what you're actually doing is creating chaos in your mind. You're creating chaos and you start to feel worse, actually. So there is a right and wrong way to go about it. So I would say, stop trying to do the surface level band-aid solutions and challenge yourself to do the healing work. Because that is the only way to the life that we're all trying to live.
I know. And it's something that I recognized like earlier this year. It's something that I wish I knew before. And when I decided that I wanted to start healing, I started the journey and I knew I would get the professional help that I need. Because, you know, we see it as something, like you say, as personal development. It's much more than this. It's not just reading a book and that's going to help you. You know, you have to be conscious of how you speak, how you think, what you say on a daily basis, how you interact with people, what you project on others as well. And as long as you don't recognize that it's going to affect every single relationship that you have, friendship, how you do your task, how you perform as an individual. So I really love this. That message was for me, by the way. So now that you've said that, Giovanna, you know, I really love that. And I know I want this to be something that we speak about on my podcast. And perhaps later on, we'll do another topic, which is more specific on relationships for people. For now, what I want you to do is, how can people work with you in the Caribbean? What do you do? What services do you offer to help women? And do you help men as well? How can they work with you?
Yes, thank you for that. I for now, I will say I don't work with men because the truth is the male dynamic is different. And I don't have the male experience. Yes, men have trauma just like we do. Their trauma is different because the way they're socialized and conditioned to behave and to carry themselves, even if I understand it, I cannot directly relate with it. And for me, being able to create that safety to see you, to understand you and hold space for you, I don't think I'm able to do it right now as effectively. So for now, I am not really working with men. Doesn't mean that if a man comes along and he is a good fit for my coaching, I wouldn't say no. But as I expand in the future, I will expand to cater to men specifically. That is something that is down on the list of things to do.
Okay.
But the women who are ready to start taking ownership of their healing, who are ready to just elevate to the next level and create expansion in their lives, I have two main offerings. So they could join either my group coaching program, which is Coding for Confidence, where I walk you through a whole curriculum-based program where you can do that healing work and really start to uncover your trauma and heal it. That is going to be open twice a year. So we take the next enrollment in February of 2022, and then later on in the year, we'll have a second enrollment. Or if they're really serious and really ready and really committed, they could go and do it all in with a one-on-one coaching experience with me. So I do a 15 weeks minimum to have a one-on-one coaching experience because it's deep work. Mm-hmm. It's intense work, right? So to give you the scope that you need for healing, we do 15 weeks and you come, you work with me one-on-one and we really transform your entire life. Outside of that, I have resources that are available that you can use to start understanding, okay, what do I need to do? What are the steps that I need to take? And start taking small steps so that you can start to elevate. So I have ebooks and short courses available. And I also do a live every single Wednesday on my Instagram page where I'm helping people learn about trauma, learn to identify the trauma in their lives so that they can learn to start taking action to heal it.
Thank you for this, Giovanna.
Yes.
If you guys want to follow Giovanna, she's on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, I believe. You're on LinkedIn, right?
Not as yet.
Okay. I will put the details in the show notes so you can click the details to follow Giovanna, to ask questions, to find out about her programs and see how she can help you, because I'm sure you guys have some healing to do. You're not aware of it. And if you listen to her content, you will understand and you will see and recognize what you need to work on. So guys, go follow Giovanna. Giovanna, thank you so much for joining. Thank you for this opportunity, because I really wanted to bring you on so people could hear more about growing themselves as individuals, not just personal development, but working on their trauma. And that's important. So thank you so much for joining and being our guest today.
Thank you for having me. This is an amazing experience and I thoroughly enjoyed being here too.
You're welcome. No problem. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can follow me on Instagram at Melinda Francois or at Livelihood Matters Podcast. You can also join me inside of my one-on-one coaching container all inside of my group program, Breaking Generational Poverty, where I teach you how to package your knowledge and skills into a sustainable online business. I'd love to hear from you. And guys, please share this episode with a friend and see you next time.